Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. Today we're going to be doing recap of Canada and intro to Barcelona. Let's just say that Canada was something that we don't want to relive, but of course we'll do it for y'all. But that was an interesting race, and then we're very excited to introduce Barcelona. I think this is going to be an interesting race, obviously, with what Ferrari did last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, to what they're going to do this weekend. Very interested to see how that's going to go. I'm sorry if I sat a little bit sick, coming off like a cold. That's why we weren't doing it. We're a little bit behind, but we're back and ready to recap for y'all.
Yes.
So let's get started with FP1 in Canada. Really the only big thing that happened in SP1 was Lando was leading Carlos and Charles, which they put a lot of emphasis on Ferrari, I feel like, in Canada in the beginning. And then as we saw the weekend go on, we saw that their performance drastically declined.
Yeah.
And when we say drastic, we mean
drastic. Jack Doohan was in FP1, who's the reserve driver for Alpine.
Yes.
So that was good.
But it was really, really rainy, so he didn't really even get to go out there.
Yeah.
So that was sad for him. Sad. But I think that FP1 was just rainy.
It was kind of funny timing too, because they just announced Esteban was not going to be continuing with Alpine, and everyone's like, "Oh, I wonder if Jack will replace him." And then they substitute him for Jack in FP1,
which we need to talk about that too, because that came as kind of a shocker.
It kind of was.
Because, I mean, Alpine was very... I mean, Alpine is a French team. Having two French drivers, that's a
what they
big
want.
Deal. Like, that's what they want. Same with... I mean, it would be, like, same thing with Ferrari, but obviously that's not happening. But they don't have any Italian driver. But, yeah, I mean, they were really big on that. So, I mean, we don't know who's going to be at Alpine. But as we've seen, Esteban has had his problems, especially in Monaco.
Other drivers.
Monaco and Pierre, that was a whole... Pierre and Esteban have been fighting forever.
Like, since they were, like, 10.
And the first thing that I was introduced to Esteban about was when it was Esteban and Max, and they were, like...
pushing each other.
Yes. And that's how I was like, oh, that's Esteban. But...
yeah.
I mean, that was very interesting, because I didn't expect that.
Me neither. But... I feel like Mick and Jack are going to be their lineup for next year.
For Alpine?
I feel like they'll drop Pierre, too. Or he'll leave. I don't know where he'll go.
I like Pierre, though. Oh, you do?
I did.
I like his girlfriend.
Yeah, she's very likable. He's not.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. He just, like... when I watched Drive to Survive, the newest season, I was just like, ugh.
Well, I don't take what Drive to Survive puts out at heart, because they pick and choose what they want to put about people out. Like, they made Max look so terrible.
Okay, maybe they're just doing that to Pierre.
Exactly.
That's what they want me to start hating him.
Yeah, but you don't want to start hating him because he's not that way.
No. Okay.
That's FYI for everyone. If you watch Drive to Survive and you're like,
listen to anything Hayden said in the first 5 episodes.
I just, like, I watched after that and I was like, oh, I'm not a DTS fan. We want to make that clear. Neither of us are. Neither of us were introduced into the sport from Drive to Survive.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Well, you did tell me to watch Drive to Survive.
Because it's helpful.
It is helpful. It's so helpful. But it's not truthful about anything. They literally make all the drivers look so bad for no reason.
For drama, for TV.
That's what it is.
Like, they're getting rich off fake storylines.
Yes. I didn't realize that until I was almost a year into liking F1. So don't, when I tell you
learn from Hayden's mistakes.
Learn from my mistakes. Watch Drive to Survive, yes, because it's very informational and it helps you, like, get into the sport a lot. Don't listen to what they're saying about the drivers or... don't listen to radio clips. Don't listen to any of it because, the Lando and Daniel. They both liked each other, but the where they portrayed it in Drive to Survive was that they hated each other
and were like wrecking on purpose, which was
but
not
they
the case.
Used clips from different. Anyways, whole thing. But don't take Drive to Survive to heart.
Seriously, yeah.
Because they'll make you pin, they'll pin you against drivers that are actually not that
not
way
bad.
At all.
Yeah.
Imagine them watching it and you're like, I didn't see that!
Lando did a reaction video like 2 years ago and he's like, these are just random radio clips, like not even from that race.
Yeah. And you wonder why Danny Rick is like, so like, I hate you.
Exactly.
It's because that.
It's not true.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, speaking of contracts, we forgot to adopt. I mean, it wasn't really. I was honestly. Okay.
Me, let's back up a little.
Me, I was very much hoping that Carlos would get the Red Bull seat. I know that's so, like, out of, like, not, it's just, it's obtainable, but it's not really that obtainable. So I just was hoping because I really liked him and I think he would be good there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think he's a good driver and having that car, which we know is the best out there right now, I think that it would be great for him. But obviously Checo got signed again, which it's really funny because Checo re-signed, then Monaco happens, and we all know what happened in Monaco, and then he did not, oh wait, I'm sorry, he re-signed after Monaco, right?
I think so, but
and
like,
then
why?
Canada, he did not do well in Canada either.
No, he qualified like awful.
See, so he qualified terrible Monaco, qualified terrible Canada. So I just think that Red Bull are probably, like, kicking themselves, being like, why did we sign him? Because, obviously, like...
Okay, but would they rather have Carlos?
I mean, I would.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Would you rather...
I would. But, I mean, it's Checo. Like, Checo's...
He can perform.
Okay.
It's just not when they
besides
need
the point,
to.
That was not very much like, oh my... She was like, oh,
let's
Checo,
go.
Checo resign. Like, whatever. No one cares.
We're such haters on only Checo. But I think I said this after we got back from Miami. When he walked like by me, like obviously like 40
oh, yeah.
feet away. But I was like, oh my gosh, Checo. Like, it's just different when you see them in person. You like, if you saw. Who do you hate the most? Hot take.
Who do I hate the most?
Yeah. Do you hate Checo the most?
I don't hate any of them.
Okay. Who do you dislike?
Like if I probably Estee Bestie.
So if you saw
like
Esteban,
his face just makes me like mad.
If you saw Esteban in person, you'd be freaking out because it's just like that.
Because he's an F1 driver.
Because sure. He's rich and famous.
His girlfriend's really pretty too. I look up to all of their girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like they're so
except Kelly. We have a lot to debrief.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
We can start on that.
Okay,
I think you can wait
it.
For a second.
Let's do it.
Okay. Kelly posted. Wait, first back up. There's this account on TikTok and I think they had an Instagram account.
Don't say it.
They got, oh, I can't, yeah, you're right. They got banned, but they were posting all this stuff bad
like
about
very,
Kelly.
Like, very, like,
it was
slant,
not.
Like, photoshopped pictures.
Slander.
That's, what's that slander?
Is slander, yeah.
It is slander. It's making stuff up that's, like, not true about her. And they were calling her grandma. Like, oh.
Because of how she stole Max from Kvyat and all that. They were feeding off that. Anyway. So she posted like this whole long slideshow and was like, I don't appreciate the lies about me from this TikTok account. And she didn't say it, but like there's only one. Mm-hmm. And Max, did you read Max's comment?
It looks like she wrote it for him. That's what people were saying on Twitter.
I 100% agree because it was like the ending maybe he came up with. Because it was like, I love you, and like, this will not change anything. But anyway, I think she pinned it. But people are attacking her because, I don't know, they're probably jealous. What did he say? He said, this has to stop. These false accusations by certain individuals on Instagram and TikTok are insane and ridiculous at the same time. Hate has no place in this world. We know it's true within our family, and we are very happy together. I love you with a red heart. And it has 818 replies.
I mean, it could be, we don't know. I think it's, I mean, it was bad, the stuff they were posting about her.
Oh, like, my so gosh, bad. Yeah. Just for no reason.
I don't think, yeah, because they, yeah, no reason at all. Like, what has she done that's...
Nothing.
So.
It's not like she's posting all this crazy stuff that, like, deserves hate.
Yeah, like, but. She is her own person. She has her own career, her own life. And then
exactly. She's not even feeding off of Max. She has her own career.
Just dating him.
Anyway.
And they're happy together.
I thought that was kind of cute. Our family.
Like, it is cute.
Anyway, that was a semi-huge thing that happened this week.
I was like, oh, because usually people don't call stuff out like that.
You're so right.
But this was a case where it was like, this account had been banned and then made a brand new account and started posting. And I did come across some of the videos and I was just like, what is this? Because, and then you look at the comments and they're like all like feeding into it. Like saying these awful things about Kelly. And I'm like, what did she do?
Why do they hate her so much?
A lot of them were just like, they could never make me like you, Kelly.
What?
I don't know.
I never thought she would see. The craziest thing to me is that her and Max probably send each other the videos. They're probably like, why are they hating on me?
Well, I honestly, it probably is jealousy, number one, but.
Because she's rich and she's dating an F1 driver.
Yeah, but it's so terrible.
Only Kelly, none of the other girlfriends. Oh, there is beef with Kika and Maggie, the guy Lando was supposed to be dating.
Maggie, it looks like she blocked Lando, or Lando blocked yes. her on Instagram, because all of her likes, all of maybe the her comments are gone on his Instagram, but not on F1's.
I think he deleted them.
You can't delete likes, though.
The likes are gone?
Yeah. Likes and comments.
Oh.
That only happens if you block someone.
Maybe she deleted all the comments and unliked all of his posts.
That's a lot of work. Anyways, but... And then Kika, yeah. And they were friends, but Kika, like, reposted something on TikTok about, like, being a bad... Like, something about being a bad friend. And
I saw that.
Which
she took him down.
It's known that people have said that Maggie is, like, really manipulative.
Apparently, there's rumors that she cheated on her ex-boyfriend, who's, like, Portuguese soccer player.
Yeah.
And I think him and Kika knew each other or something, so she was, like, defending him.
Oh. Got it.
I don't know.
Anyways, a lot of that drama. That
girlfriend beef going on.
Which, I really like Kika.
Yeah, I feel like she wouldn't just repost stuff to repost stuff.
No. Or maybe it wasn't even about Maggie and people are just making stuff up about that.
Oh my gosh.
That's obviously yeah. a possibility, too. No one knows their personal lives. That's their business.
That's so crazy to me that someone can make multiple accounts hating on one person they don't even know.
Yeah.
That's awful. If you have any hate accounts for us, please take them down.
Well, yeah. I mean, someone could totally just, like, make a hated account for anyone. For us. And they could, like, post stuff about
hating on us.
Literally anything. Because you can make... I mean... Look at it, like Drive to Survive. They take clips and put them together out of context to make it sound bad, to make you not like that person. Anyone can do that. It's really easy to do that.
Seems like you know.
I mean, I'm not.
You're running my hate account.
I don't edit a video. But I'm saying you can do that.
That's scary.
That's what Drive to Survive does.
You're so right, though.
I am right. Okay, we went very off track. We're very sorry.
Oh my, yeah, we're back to FP2.
Let's get back to FP2. Fernando went fastest. This was one... Okay, I opened
my
phone. This
is my favorite practice ever.
Yes, I opened my phone. I looked down, and I see what FP2 results Intent. Were, and I was like,
I don't know how to feel about that.
Where's everyone else?
Lance P3 is the highlight of my life.
Where's Red Bull? Because everyone calls it the Lance Grand Prix. Like, it's all about Lance. Oh,
why didn't he adopt Oscar is my question.
Because he's Lance. He's, like...
He's not into all that.
No.
Into the funny adoption.
No, he's like Lewis.
Tweets. Does he even have Twitter?
He's like Lewis. Ooh. Lewis will not participate in anything like that.
I feel like he would.
Mm-mm. I don't think he will.
Does he even have Twitter? I feel like they all have to.
They'll do.
They just don't participate. Mm-mm. Anyway, Kevin P6, Yuki P8, Alex B9, Checo 10. Where is Max?
He got. Give me a second. Okay. So
yes, please.
Charles went out on intermediates when the track was not declared wet, which is considered an alleged offense. So that didn't go through. He didn't get a penalty for that. But
thank God.
Which that happened twice in that weekend, but
it did. He went out on wets too early twice.
Wait.
Why did he not get a penalty?
No, just I was talking about how he used the wrong tires twice.
That's what I'm saying. How did he not get a penalty? I just love him.
No, not penalty, just in the actual race, what happens with his tires.
You mean the real race?
Yes.
Oh, we'll get there.
Anyways, Max had electrical problems, so he was declared out. So that's why he was at 18.
How did they get that fixed in time?
Because they're Red Bull.
Anyway, moving on, Lando 20th. That's pretty depressing. Anyway, did anything else happen in FP2?
Not really. Max out. Obviously still wet conditions, kind of.
Yeah.
Obviously Ferrari thought so.
Oh, God. FP3, Lewis first, Max second, George third, Lance fourth.
I was all here for, obviously Lewis. We'll get into what happened in the actual race.
Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I can't cry about it again.
Again! We were together, and it was, I'd have to say, our most traumatizing experience ever.
Yeah.
I'd have to say, by far. The amount of screaming at the TV.
Usually, Monaco, I screamed when Carlos went off. Mom was like, it was like earlier in the morning. Mom was like,
"What are you doing?
Are you okay?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Mom, Carlos went off. It's okay. We're fine. It's a red flag now. But everything was fine other than, it was weird because Lewis, Max, George, Max always got his car fixed very fast, but good for him.
Yeah. And then
qualifying.
We watched that together. We watched the last few minutes of Q3.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was insane.
Well, yes, because Ferrari were like,
I know.
And I was just in shock.
Oh, yes, it was their first time out of Q2 since 2021 or 2022.
We were talking about it. Every single race this year, they've been on podium. At least one of them has.
Wait, actually?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. Yes, and Charles hasn't dropped below P4 since late season last year.
Yes. Yeah.
Until Canada.
And then obviously we have George's.
No. After he took pole and qualifying.
Like, I was like, turn off.
The world flipped upside down that day.
I was like, how could George?
Truly, it was Lance P9.
I was just holding on to the hope of Lando P3 in qualifying.
That was what was keeping us going. Because after Charles and Carlos got 11th and 12th, we were like, what is happening?
Yeah, I mean, it was a complete disaster for...
Yeah. Checo was 16th. That's... I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Did something happen to his car?
I'm looking.
Because there's no reason for him to be... For him to be struggling that much to not get into even Q2. Maybe he's just bad. I don't know.
I think, it doesn't say anything. Mm. He was just struggling.
Yeah. Was it raining?
Yes. Or the track was...
Okay.
It was partial.
Maybe he didn't get enough
grip.
Good laps. And I don't know. I don't know what the problem was. He got 16th. Red Bull's probably disappointed.
Why would they not
As
be?
Per usual.
Yes.
But we get to the real race.
No, we're expecting... I don't know what we're expecting.
I don't know what we were expecting.
I was expecting that Ferrari would climb up like they usually do.
P5, P6.
Which would have been great. And I would have been like...
happy for them. Yeah, good job. But no.
This was not what we expected. So race starts. Everything's fine. And then...
It took a turn for the worst. What was the first thing that set it off? Was there a safety car?
I think there was.
I honestly don't even remember because I'm thinking of Le Mans.
Sometimes it all just like smashes together and then I'm like, wait, what happened? So
If you watch Le Mans, you know we got our Ferrari win there. Even though that couldn't happen in Canada.
The first thing... first safety car was because Logan Sargeant crashed.
I do remember that.
That was really sad because we were all like, there goes his seat.
We say that every time he crashes. He's fired and he's still
It was really cool. At the very end in Miami when I was at the when I was watching podium, we got to walk the track, like the almost the entire thing, like after it all happened, and we got where they let us out was where Logan crashed, so we got to see his tire marks like all over. People were taking pictures and everything.
Skid marks.
But it was that was really cool. But anyways, yes, I mean that was hardly
where he crashed.
It was where he crashed, but it wasn't his fault. It's in Miami just either.
Sad. Was it
It was Kevin's fault.
It was Kevin. Lance. Lando crashed in the spring.
Oh gosh.
Let's not relive that.
No. And then
anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
And then Carlos and Alex happened, which that I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Carlos,
why do I
went on?
I'm remembering it all. It just like gave me a major flashback. Him and Alex wrecked, and then Alex tried to go around him, and Carlos's back tire,
Carlos went in the grass, was practicing being a lawnmower.
Being a lawnmower, because that will be his only employment. Like,
if I remember right, I don't know what the heck Ferrari was doing. I think they wanted Charles to just, like, get out, because they did.
There's no way.
They put him on hards on a wet track. That
he was a minute down from 19th, a minute down.
I looked at you and I was like, oh, he doesn't even have a time. And you were like, no, that he's a minute. And I was like, what?
he's a minute down from Nico or whoever was in last at that point. Haas.
Haas was so good. So good compared to Ferrari.
Stop it, because everyone started on intermediates and Haas started on full wets because there was a bunch of rain coming. But then they got up to like third and fourth or something, but then it started drying up, and so they had to change, and they shot way down. But why was I expecting a Kevin podium?
I was never expecting that. It's obviously they could have looked at the radar and been like,
they did. They were like, it's supposed to end in 5 minutes.
But just put him.
Just
on,
wait.
Put him on wait or put him on intermediates for the time being. Because anyway, if you put him on hards and then it starts pouring down rain, that's what happened to him.
It's dangerous.
Yes.
He could have wrecked. Like,
I'm surprised he didn't, but he was going so slow. So he was like five. And if you listen to his radio, he was so done.
Oh, he was
They were like, you keep going. And he was like, I'm done. I'm coming.
He said, what's the point? And truly, what was like, the point?
Well, he was like, how much am I going to lose if I come into the pits? And they were like, you're going to lose.
He came in a lap after they put the hards on. He came back in for what?
They're like, you're going to use. And then they were just like, retire the car, which I don't get either.
I don't get why they put him through all that and then just say retire. And then Carlos had no reason to be bad. Charles had a power unit issue. What's Carlos's excuse?
I don't know.
And then he wrecked.
It Carlos's fault?
I'm trying to remember. Because someone was trying to go around. And then
someone clipped
off.
Something, and then Carlos went sideways, remember, and spinned in the
grass. I remember someone was spinning, and someone tried to go around, and then that person spinning's back tire hit the other one.
It was Carlos. Carlos spun out and hit Alex.
And Alex tried to go around, and Carlos' back ran into Alex. Okay, yes. That's what happened. And then they both got out. It was a lot. Did 5 people retire?
Yeah, there were so many.
Who else was it? It was Logan, Charles, Checo. What was his reason? Did he wreck? He wrecked.
I don't remember that.
Did he not? I swear he wrecked. Because, oh my gosh, this is so sad.
Oh,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yuki spun out and he almost caused a collision too. Because it was either Nico or Kevin went around the front of him because he crashed. He spun out. Look.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, we were like, what?
Yes.
It was like that reaction time in Monaco in the tunnel. That was yes. Nico. But I feel like Checo wrecked. Am I crazy?
I don't think he did. I think he just did really bad. Look at the final.
It says DNF.
Oh.
I feel like he wrecked. It was on lap 51.
Either he wrecked or. No. I want to get to the most traumatizing thing that happened.
Oh, God.
So, both Ferraris had retired at this point. We're just, like, full on, like, go Lewis.
Oh, my God.
They're both on new tires, George and Lewis. But Lewis is slower than George.
Max had already passed George, like, early on, too.
Lewis was in front of George. We were going to get P3. We were going to Lewis podium. Lewis podium.
We screwed it up. Why did we say it was going to happen?
We did it. We said it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, we did.
And
we were right.
And this was in the case where, again, the whole thing about, it happens so many races. Carlos and Charles, Lando and Oscar. We want one to win, but others on faster tires, and then we're like, dang it!
Because exactly what always happens.
Because we want, like, we wanted Oscar, but Lando was on fresher tires, and yeah. I like Lando better. We wanted Charles, but
Carlos
was faster.
Yeah.
So, but in this case, it was close. It was close.
We had
George could have just slowed down, but George makes everything about himself.
No, it's because he started from pole. He can't finish fourth. He cannot finish fourth starting from pole. They're already disappointed that he dropped down.
Toto did smile, though.
Because it was their first podium in a real race. Sprint doesn't count. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was
from Lewis, like, checking out the Red Bull.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, I was so hopeful that we were going to get a Lewis P3 and then George
We
comes
literally
in.
Were like, oh my God, it's going to be so good. And then
George
ruined our plans.
And we also thought we were going to get another Lando win.
We're just.
And the stupid safety car.
We're just full of bad. Oh my God, Lando totally could have won.
Lando could have won. It was a safety car.
Why was he like not upset? He was like, I'm so happy with P2.
But it was a safety car. He couldn't have done anything.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Christian came on the radio and is like, haha, that's what he gets for Miami.
What?
Do you not remember that? They're like, this is payback. Do you not remember that? No, Christian literally said something about Miami to Max. And Max was like, haha.
But Max was... Contrary to the point, Max was so happy that Lando won in Miami.
Oh, he was probably more happy. Yeah, that's the craziest thing about Canada. We go through all this pain and suffering, and Max still wins.
I was really hopeful.
We had the shrine set up. We had everything ready.
Did I tell you I left it down there for a week after because I was too sad to go get it? My dad was like, are you gonna go like pick up the shrine from the
where we were what and was, I was it? Like, it was the candle, her little chili jelly cat, and there was something else.
At my hat.
The picture.
No, my hat. I didn't wear it. I left it up there. I wore
my McLaren
shirt for the race.
This is taking place of a prediction because I feel like I didn't do it for Canada. I didn't have anything. Because you stayed with you, and so I did not have a single thing in my clothes. And I have this bracelet that has a 16 on it and an 8-ball right next to it. So 8-ball is supposed to be like good luck. And every time I wear it, they do good. Literally, I wore it in Charles 1, and I wore my Monaco hat. And then the one time I don't have it, both of them DNF.
You did, but the funny thing is you wore my Charles shirt that Riley got for me, and I wore a McLaren shirt.
That's your fault. That's on you.
Because I was going to think, like, Lando was going to win. Okay, I'm sorry.
Why is this season, like, good? Like, last season, none of this would have been happening. Like, I know we're, like, suffering. But it would have been Max leads by 30 seconds every time.
No, this season has been so good. It's just Canada.
Yeah, if we forget about Canada.
I think everyone wants to forget. If you're a Ferrari fan, we just are going to forget about Canada.
That's exactly what needs to happen. And you know what's so weird to me?
Because guess what? Barcelona is going to be really good. Barcelona is going to be really good this weekend.
Don't say anything.
I'm not saying anything. Okay. You can go back to later episodes where I made my prediction. We were not near Barcelona, but I told you
last episode.
No, it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, but last.
I told everyone what I wanted to happen, and if you know me, you're like, oh, I know what she wants to happen because I know who.
Yeah.
Her favorite drivers are, so we know. Anyways, I'm not saying anything because we are superstitious.
And after Canada, it proves every superstition I've ever had.
But
in
the
life.
Thing is, the before Canada. The things that we have said on this podcast have come true. We predicted a Lando win for Miami. We predicted...
We predicted so much stuff. It's not even funny. Carlos win in Australia.
Yes.
There's a lot of... If you go back and listen to our predictions, it's insane. We predicted Mercedes would be good in Canada.
And we did.
We did that to ourselves. We predicted they would be good.
We were really close one episode. About who was going to win. I forget what it was.
Was it Imola?
No, it was Canada. Because we were like, we said Lewis podium.
That's what I'm saying. We said Lewis gets on the podium and Mercedes is good.
Yeah, we did. That's what we said. We didn't say anything about Ferrari, though.
Does that mean
we want to make our predictions now, or we're just not going to say anything?
No, we have to say something. But I have an interesting thought. Because
okay, you go first.
It's only around F1 that people are like, you just watch it, like, because of the drivers. Like, any other sport, it's, like, normal with fans. But F1, everyone, like, attacks each other.
Well, it's because if you're watching football or soccer or, I don't know, hockey, like, literally any other sport, it's because of the players. Like, you watch the sport because of the players.
You like the team, you like the players. But
when, it's the same thing with F1. There would be
no... don't act like it is.
There would be no sport without the drivers.
Exactly! And people are like, when your team does bad in like football or hockey or whatever, you're like, oh, I don't want to watch this anymore. Like, they're doing bad. You turn it off. Whatever. You leave the arena, like when all the Checo fans left Mexico. But in F1, if your favorite team or driver is doing bad and you're like, oh, I don't want to watch this anymore, everyone's like, you fake fan, like, you're not a real F1 fan. Why is it like that? I don't understand.
I just feel like people
are haters.
Hate for no reason. I mean, not that we don't either.
That's the, like, life lesson of this episode. Don't be a hater for no reason.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is about the cars as equally as it is about the drivers.
Exactly.
Because
it's all the same. We all like it for the same reasons.
There would be no car without the drivers. There would be no drivers without the car.
Same thing.
Exactly. So, equal for about.
Exactly. Okay. We should all just share our love for the sport.
Okay.
And be friends.
Also, for our newer listeners, I know some people are probably like, okay, this is your 18th episode. I'm one to start at your 18th episode. If you're new to F1 and you're listening to this, you're probably like,
hello.
So I don't know what you're talking about. What are you saying? So we're going to do an introductory episode again. I think we're going to do it for our 20th episode. So yeah. We'll do a recap for 19th, obviously, of Barcelona. And then we're going to do a 101 episode. So you don't have to start if you do want to listen to our podcast, go to episode 1 and we do a full introductory to who we are, why we started the podcast, and about F1, about our journeys into F1. So if you want to get to know us better, you can go back to episode 1. It's not a very, or I think it is actually our longest episode. It is a very long episode. It's like an hour. Yes, but it is important to just know more about us and the sport and everything. But we are going to do a one-on-one episode for our 20th episode. So we're just going to go over mostly everything again and just give y'all a refresh to be like, oh, okay, I understand. So you don't have to go back to episode 1, but we will encourage you if you want to know more about us to go back to episode 1.
Yeah.
But yes, and then you don't have to start. You can go back to episode 1 and then you can
keep going
to current event because you're like, oh, no, I know more. So we definitely are going to do a recap episode because we want new fans to just feel comfortable just jumping right into where we are. So
let's
do introductory to Barcelona.
Yes.
And then we also need to do our predictions, which
I can't wait.
I'm always scared for those because
I need some things to happen for my bingo.
First, we never know what comes out of your mouth. Because
what?
You make the craziest predictions.
And
but the funny
not
thing
a
is
single one
hasn't come true. Well, the one about Adrian was a little bit
what
out of pocket.
What did I say?
You
the
were
complete
like,
opposite
hijack.
Thing happened, too.
He's gonna hijack Red Bull. They're gonna do so bad. But didn't they do bad? Wasn't that Australia?
No, it was later than that.
Okay,
I think
guys.
It was Imola, but I was like close because
oh,
Lando
it was Imola. I remember. Yes,
I think Lando almost won.
So anyway. Barcelona is 66 laps, so it's pretty short compared to what we've had.
Yeah.
The last years has been like 78.
Yeah,
just it's that was Canada. We were sitting there like,
please end.
But Imola is close to this. I think Imola is 68,
something like that. I honestly don't even know.
Which we were like, if there would have been one more lap, then we would have got two. Lando wins.
Two Lando wins back to back.
But first Grand Prix was in 1991. Max has the current lap record, which he doesn't have many,
surprise,
which is.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprising. Most of them are Lewis. Some were like, there was one that was Valtteri.
Valtteri.
I forget who it was.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, that was probably when he was at Mercedes.
I think it was
though.
Monaco. It was something so.
No,
weird.
It was Monaco. I think.
Anyway,
Michael still has that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
But I mean, it's a great track, and I'm scared honestly because there's a really big straight. I mean, yeah.
Oh my.
Really
there's two DRS zones. Thank God. So hopefully some good racing. Lots
of
overtaking.
We also need to talk about they announced their 2025 car. And they made a lot of changes.
Oh, God.
A lot of changes. We're going to get into that
to a second,
though. It's
completely different.
Media day today was today for Spain. And then it was important because I want to also talk about Carlos because obviously we don't know where Carlos is going to go. We've made a bunch of predictions. Lots of predictions. You were talking about Williams.
Every episode is a different prediction.
Because no one knows. Not even Carlos knows, which he told us today that he has no idea where he wants to go. So
he was supposed to know by Spain. He was supposed to have announced his Williams contract. According to the rumors, I'm not saying that they're true. I'm just saying that's what they're saying.
We're not going to talk about that because we're going to tell you that it's been rumored, but I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want that to happen. Because if he goes to Williams, I will cry.
He said any team that does not have their second driver confirmed has reached out to him. That's like a lot of them.
It's a lot of them. But we did see, she showed me, he signed an Aston Martin hat, which Lewis signed a Ferrari hat, which usually they don't sign other teams' hats.
Exactly. It was like, I can't remember if Lewis signing it, I feel like it was right after he signed the contract.
Imagine that fan. Like, just, like, accidentally announced his contract because
he signed. But Lance said he wants to continue.
But his dad could be like, you're grounded.
You can't. You're grounded?
You have to be.
You
have to be a reserve driver. You have to be a reserve driver now.
Oh, my God.
Prediction.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay.
Lance is grounded.
Lance never gets his contract renewed. Carlos to Aston. Fernando. Lance reserve driver.
When I, if I,
with Felipe.
Because two Spanish drivers.
Aston would eat that up, even though they're not.
Fernando and Carlos.
I feel like they'd be, like, unstoppable.
They're so funny. Especially Fernando.
So funny. They would, their PR videos would go
so good. Oh my gosh.
Because I feel like Lance doesn't like to do that stuff.
No. Fernando eats it all up.
The Tim Horton thing for Canada, he was like suffering through it.
But also, yeah, in the media day, they were asking him, they were like, what's happening? Because no one knows. And he was like, I don't know either.
Oh,
that's because he was like, okay. Obviously, I want to figure it out soon because everyone's on the edge of their seats right now. But he was like, I don't know where I want to go. So that obviously means either he has a lot of teams reaching out to him and he's like, where do I go? Or yeah. He's like,
No one's reaching out to him.
But we've said it. If Mercedes or Red Bull or Audi, it is confirmed that Audi and Red Bull have both offered him and he has denied both. Which I do not understand either. Because, number one, Audi, they're offering him a lot of money for 2026. We know that. Why would you not go to Red Bull? But they were offering him as much as Audi. Yes, but think of the benefits of going to Red Bull right now.
There's a lot.
But they're not going to offer him a one-year contract.
Exactly where I was going. And he wants to go to Audi 26.
Because he wants the money and the number one driver's seat.
I don't want to say why, but...
That's why.
I don't get his logic behind...
Because he wants the number one seat, he wants the money, and he wants to drive for Audi in 26. Whereas Red Bulls offer him a multi-year contract and not as much money as Audi's offering him for 2026. So he doesn't want to go to Red Bull... But why would you not? It's Red Bull.
And you get more money for being higher in constructors and higher in drivers.
Exactly. So
that's, probably make the same.
That's why they signed Checo, because they were like, we have no choice anymore because Carlos has said no.
They didn't sign him because they love him.
I don't think so. And then they asked Kevin, like, what's the hold up for everyone? Why is not many people renewing their contracts? And Kevin was like, because of Carlos. Because,
what?
Yes. Because that means that...
They're locked up.
No. That means that everyone's waiting to hear Carlos's decision to then decide where they... Because everyone who...
Because if they decide they want to keep Kevin, then what if Carlos was like, oh, I was going to go to Haas? And they're like,
ooh. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm saying that every team is waiting for Carlos to make his decision of where he's going to go so then they can get their second driver. Because whoever Carlos chooses to go to, they have an open seat for him. That's why I'm saying that everyone has an open seat for him.
I get it. Okay.
So everyone that does not have a second driver
is waiting for Carlos.
That's why. Hold on. Pull up. Let's pull up our... standings right now, because who is locked right now and who is not locked right now?
F1 literally just posted it. McLaren's locked. Mercedes is not. Red Bull is. Ferrari is locked up. Aston basically is. V-Carb's not. Haas is not because they're losing Nico.
Alpine's not.
Sauber is because... Wait, who is Nico replacing? We don't know.
Valtteri or Joe?
Yeah, but we don't know who.
We don't know either.
Huh, yeah. Okay.
So there's, again, like I said, I'm pretty sure that every team is waiting for Carlos to make a decision.
It's like all the bottom like six.
Because they've all offered him.
This is crazy.
But Carlos said that he's sitting down with his team and they're helping him make a decision, which is good.
Oh, Ferrari.
But I just... That means he just has an option to go anywhere.
But why would he want to go from being top three team?
He doesn't. That's why he hasn't made a decision yet.
Bottom three.
That's why he hasn't made a decision yet. So I just think... I think he's in a bind right now. But I think he should have.
Unfortunate.
I think he should have. Well, why wouldn't he just go to Audi? Like,
Because it's Sauber. It's Sauber. It's Kick. I'm sorry. I keep saying Sauber.
I don't know. Why? Yeah. I just feel like he should just make a decision. Because
you can't win with the bottom six teams. Just pick the best of the worst.
That's true.
Which is probably Williams. But then what's Logan going to do?
But everyone's getting, with all of the new upgrades that are happening for the 25 car, which we're going to talk about in a second.
26.
Or, no, next year's car.
26.
Oh, it's 26.
Engine regulations change.
Oh, yeah. They're not coming out next year. I'm sorry. 26.
When he goes to Audi. Everything. It's going to be a clean.
Everything's changing.
That's why he wants to go to Audi so bad, because everything is a clean slate. Audi could be the number one team for the next decade. We don't even know. That's weird.
I mean, he's smart for that.
No, he is.
He's so smart for that, but okay.
Anyway.
This car looks like an F2 car to me. Does it not?
It basically is. It's like narrower, shorter.
Also, we've talked about this so much. F2 is so fun to watch. It is so
we
fun.
We need to watch it
because
more.
They have like 5 safety cars every 2 minutes.
I know. Everyone DNFs. Like half the grid DNFs.
It's so
insane.
Funny. And the drivers get so mad. It's the most fun thing. Like F1 is like snooze fest compared to F2.
Know. Did you know Paul is leading?
Yes. He's doing really well. We love Paul.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yes, they've slashed the wheelbase. They've cut the width down a lot, and the floor has been cut. They've made it short.
It's small.
It's small. It's like, very, very small.
Yeah. It's really, it's not by that much, but I feel like when we look at it, it'll be noticeable that it's narrower and shorter. And there's also they're getting rid of DRS. It's gonna be manual overtake mode or something like that.
Manual override mode.
Mom, MOM, not DRS.
Pushing the mom button.
That's what I'm gonna call it. Cause mom. Now people can't be like, "You're an F1 fan. What's DRS?"
No, guys.
What's
can't
mom?
Do that.
What's mom? Manual overtake mode.
No. Is it manual override mode?
I was gonna say override, but that didn't sound right. Override?
It just sounds like overtake.
Anyway, we need to have a meeting with the FIA. I was gonna say override, but I was like, that can't be right. See, I would fail the test.
I didn't know if I told you this. I told you this.
Oh, I was like, what have you not told me?
At the race where I was being transported in like one of the shuttle buses, I met 2 FIA presidents from different countries.
That's crazy.
It was the most insane thing. They were both so nice. Like, I told them about the podcast, and they were like, good. They were like, oh, they both gave me their business cards.
You should follow them.
Yes, it was so funny, but they were both so nice. And it was so funny, but I was like, they were like, oh yeah, I'm an FIA president for this country. And I was like, what?
Hello?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I was asking them questions. I was like, well, they obviously hadn't announced this, but I was just like, what is it like?
Should be like, where's Carlos going? You should have.
I don't think they know.
They probably would have their like inside scoop.
They're like, I can't tell you anything.
We'd have to kill you. And you're like, oh, I don't need to know.
Yeah. Disclosed information.
Yeah, literally. Yes. I mean, the crazy thing to me is that he doesn't even know.
Mm-mm. That's confirmed.
That's scary.
So, that is scary, because we want Carlos to go somewhere good. I hate that he's leaving Ferrari, because I love him at Ferrari. I love him with Charles, and I don't want to be teammates anymore. Although I love Lewis, I think they're going to be great teammates together. I'm sad that Carlos is leaving.
That's my thing. I get so depressed that they're not going to be teammates anymore that I forget Lewis is even coming to Ferrari.
I know.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a weird change for a lot of people.
The PR videos. C-squared. No. They can't not be teammates.
Oh, I would like to say, I'm sorry that you're going to be more sad that I'm telling you this, but this is Carlos's last home race with Ferrari. I had to cry about that. Really yeah. sad to say that.
Monza is his last home race. No! That's really sad.
Yes. I just, when Abu Dhabi happened.
No, you better believe our episode is going to be 3 hours long.
3 hours long, and we're going to make you watch
us
every...
crying
we're gonna,
for 2 hours.
No, we're going to make you watch every C-Square video and every sad edit that we've had to watch.
Oh my god. Yes, we're going to do like a tribute to...
We're going to have it playing back here.
A tribute to Carlos.
Can we put a Carlos flag up?
Oh my gosh, we should bring your shrine. I mean, that day is going to... This is what is so insane to me. We sat down in January filming our first episode, or February, filming our first episode saying Bahrain is so far away. And now we're almost halfway through.
Oh, I feel like we still have forever to go. That's just
me. We do, but it's going to go by so quickly.
But I feel like the school year is going to start so quickly.
Do not say that to me.
And then we're going to have to be...
It'll be August. It'll be... What's in August? Is that summer break?
Summer break?
There's summer break.
Oh, yes.
Maybe.
Isn't that July? July or August
it's in
is
between,
their summer break.
Yeah.
But we're very sad for that day. But that day is... We're not going to worry about that day. We're going to worry about today. And we're going to worry about Barcelona right now.
I'm pretty worried.
No. We're worrying about Barcelona.
Predictions. Should we make our predictions?
We can make those in a second. But I also want to talk about something else important. We know that Lewis is leaving Mercedes, which is big, huge. That was a huge thing that happened. But they announced that they're trying to push... So Kimi is 17, and you have to be 18, technically, to drive for F1. Because he's in F2 right now. But they want him to drive next season, early on. Which, they could always... Couldn't they always just put him as he's reserve? But couldn't they just push him up to getting the seat once the season starts? Or that he has to be locked in at the beginning of the season?
I think he has to be... I mean, they can do whatever they want, honestly. There's so much moving around. I feel like they just do whatever.
Because couldn't they just wait until he turned 18?
They could just... Yeah. Who would they... Like... When does he turn 18? I don't know what his birthday is.
I don't know either.
Like, did he just turn 17 this year?
Yes.
Ooh.
So he won't turn 18 for...
Feel like they'd have to sign someone.
I feel like his birthday is near mine.
August 20... Oh, wait. August 25th.
Wait, so
he'll turn 18 this year.
Oh.
So that means he definitely could be signed next year.
That's true. But... That is really early to be in F1.
It's when I look him up. It's
when did Charles? When did Charles start?
I want to say.
I feel like he was around
that age.
He
was 19, 2018, and he was born in 97. Oh, was he born in 97? Did I just make that up?
I don't know.
I bet you can hear my typing.
Anyways, I think that he's really young to be starting in F1.
Is it concerning that I knew he was born in 97? No. Yeah, so he started when he was 21. But he had already... I mean, he had to, like, take some time because Jules
and his dad. But
18
is really, really early to be starting. I feel like that's... While,
like, when Ollie was in, we were like, whoa.
While Kimi is, like... an insanely good driver. There was one race where he was driving in F2, but was, I think it was faster than George by, like...
Oh, they let him drive the Mercedes.
And he was faster than George by, like...
Yeah, it was, like, their car from, like, 2 years ago, and he beat George's, like... Or was, like, 1 second behind George's pole lap, like, the fastest ever. So he's close.
Kimi's a really good driver. I just think that's a lot of pressure on an 18-year-old.
It's a lot to ask, especially. But, I mean...
If he's ready for
it. It is the next step after F2. But I don't know how he's doing in F2. Like, I feel like... I mean, he's definitely doing better than Ollie. I don't know what's happening. He's in sixth right now. Oh, so okay. Okay. Yeah, he has 48 points. Paul has 80. Yeah, Ollie's not doing too
good. I just feel like Ollie had his debut in F1 and then just, like, not...
I mean, he's still in the F1 championship, and he's in 13th.
That is still better than a lot of drivers, which is crazy.
That's ridiculous.
But
oh my god.
I think it's a possibility they could. But let's move on to predictions. I want to hear your predictions first, because you always have the best predictions.
Okay, is this about Barcelona?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I need to happen.
Okay.
Can I say this? Can I say who I need to win?
Or if it's anyone other
There's no curse around Barcelona.
If there's anyone other than I think what you're going to say or that I want what you want to say, then I don't know if I want to hear it.
Okay, no, it's what you want to hear.
Okay, there
you go. I need Carlos to win.
Good.
I need him to win because I need it for my bingo. I feel like an old person, but I really do. I want that to happen. And this is something we need to discuss because Ferrari literally could have passed Red Bull in the championship if we would have just gotten two drivers in points in Canada. So I feel like if Carlos wins, Checo does bad, Charles gets, you know, top five.
This
max.
Is where we need Adrian to come in.
Adrian, please. Sabotage Red Bull, please. I'm begging you. I need two Red Bulls out of the points and two Ferraris in the points.
But, like, high in the points.
This one, I'm talking about P1, P2.
Yes.
And Carlos first. This is the only time I want Carlos to win. Because...
it's his last home race.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Monza. Maybe I want him to win Monza.
But I feel like Barcelona is, like...
that would be better.
Yes.
This is his last before... Well, I don't know how long Barcelona's contract with F1 is, because when the whole car changes and everything, they might not even be in Spain anymore. Or they're going to Madrid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then they will be. But I need him to win. I need Charles second. Now third.
You know who I'm going to say.
Fernando.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. Would we rather Fernando second?
But that means everyone has to crash, and then Fernando can get...
yeah, this is, like, best case possible ever.
This means Fernando has to, like, pull, like, a miracle.
In quali. I
out
mean,
of
he'd
his
have to, yeah.
And then...
honestly?
Possibly. I don't think it's a possibility. Am I just going to say it? Yeah. Fernando
of
podium.
Course. Okay, okay. I like it. I like it. Carlos and Fernando podium.
I said that last, and Carlos and Fernando podium... please, that will make
your life.
Yes, literally. And also, if you're talking about her bingo, if you don't know what it is, she literally made a bingo of random things that might happen. A
I
lot of them
have brought it with me. It's so insane.
A lot of them. We can bring that in our 101 episode.
I'll tell the ones I have left.
A lot of them were so out of pocket, but actually, she got to cross them out, and we're just like Lando win.
That was my favorite one.
Didn't think that was gonna happen.
My favorite one was Monaco anthem played on,
like,
podium. I didn't even say Charles.
You're
win.
Like, it's like the shocking, most shocking things. She's like, I get to cross it off my bingo. I'm
you're like, what?
Girl.
No, because I crossed off Lando win. I crossed off Monaco anthem played on podium. I crossed off no Red Bulls on podium. I crossed off Ferrari double podium.
What was one where it was like one driver will slap the other butt?
Oh yeah, teammate butt slap. That literally happened. Carlos and Charles did it in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, I said no Dutch anthem played on the podium. Happened in Australia. Mm-hmm. I mean, the most insane stuff.
Yes.
Kimi, I'm insane. I put Kimi / Ollie come into F1. Ollie gets into Jeddah. Literally, I was not expecting any of it. And it all happened. And there were some other crazy
things. This has been a great season.
No, it's
like, looking back,
it's
been such a good season.
But the ones I need now are a little iffy. Because I need goatee be seen in Paddock.
We have an episode called Love Letters to Latifi. You want to go?
Okay.
We did an almost whole episode on our obsession with Latifi.
So I need him to be seen in the paddock, I need Yuki to get a girlfriend, and I need Logan in points multiple times. And the one I put in the middle, Carlos' dramatic exit in Abu Dhabi, like Seb's exit when he like only hugged Lewis. I need something big and dramatic to happen in Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
Anyway, so I don't think any of those are going to happen.
So, weird predictions, but I mean,
I think, here we go. Max gets pole in qualifying. We're like, dang it, the race is over. Checo's like P3. And so Carlos is like P2. We're like, okay, we have some hope. Into turn one, Checo sends it. Like in, was that Miami? Like in Miami, absolutely sends it down the inside. Wrecks into Max. No safety car. They just keep going in the back.
Then, it's both of them. It's two Red Bulls. They're out anyways.
Then Carlos is leading. And then all of a sudden, everyone between Carlos and Fernando screw up their pit stop strategy. Fernando gets to P2. And then Charles, like, has a little rocket ship, like, in Mario Kart. And then he speeds up to P3.
His mom is already installed.
Adrian had one specially ordered. But we are getting upgrades for Arias.
Oh, good.
So
that's her insane prediction. We don't have a realistic prediction this episode because
I don't think we can. I just made my realistic prediction. Okay. So
I don't think we can have a realistic prediction for Barcelona.
I mean, that is realistic to me.
Yeah.
We'll just throw some bananas on the track.
Mario Kart.
Yeah. You have a little rocket ship. And then yes! You like speed up to the front. That's what Charles is going to do.
Okay. All right. Well, we're very excited for a recap of Barcelona. I mean, it was hard recapping Canada, of course, because was obviously not a very... It was a good race, but not a good race at the same time.
No, not for Ferrari.
I think it was a good race at one point. We were thinking it was going to be Lando winning. It was the most entertaining race that we've had.
Lando led.
Other than Australia. That was...
Oh, my god!
I was out of my seat the entire time.
That was crazy.
I was just stressing out that he was not going to win. But anyways, we're excited to recap Barcelona next episode. And obviously, I'm kind of nervous.
Me too.
Hopefully, we'll come back and be like, Carlos win. Ferrari 1-2.
Fernando
up there,
yeah. We'll see.
But we will see. So we will see y'all next episode for episode 19. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.